Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October the 11th, walking in proper fear.
All this week, Derek considers Hebrews 4 verse 1. Since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it.
Today he examines what this fear is that the author of Hebrews is talking about. The first "let us" statement in the book of Hebrews says, "Therefore, let us fear." Does that statement surprise or offend you? Most Christians have no room for fear. The people responsible for bringing me to the Lord were a fine Christian couple who lived in Yorkshire. When I visited them after World War II, they weren't doing well spiritually. The man believed there was no room for fear in the Christian life. I pointed out that it depends on the kind of fear you're talking about. Psalm 19 says, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever." There's never an end to that kind of fear. The man had decided never to use medicine, a position that conveys a sense of arrogance. I linked it with his attitude that rejected fear of any kind. Tragically, he developed diabetes and his leg had to be amputated. He could hardly get over the shock that his faith hadn't brought him healing. I think the real problem was a failure to understand that a certain kind of fear is very much part of the Christian life. The words in Hebrews, "let us fear," are addressed to Christian believers, not unbelievers. Bear in mind that there's always the possibility of not getting what God has appointed us. The entire verse says, "Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it." Every promise is two-sided. It offers you good, but if you fail to claim the promise, you're deprived of something. So much in the Christian life is the same way. The good is available. There's always the possibility of missing it. I believe that we have to come with this attitude of fear if we're going to be able to enter into God's rest. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the promise of entering your rest. I proclaim that I come to God with the proper attitude of fear to enter into his rest. I shall fear lest I fail to rest in Christ. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.